They're both mature men. Clarko will be our coach next year.
My commitment to this footy club, it's happened, I think, on six different occasions where I've signed a contract with this club. Once I was no longer going to be the coach of the Hawthorn Football Club at the end of next year, the sceptics were saying, oh, he'll move straight away. Now, that's the in sickness or in health for me. I'm going to continue on and do this role until the end of next year.
Is there any circumstance you can foresee in which you're coaching Hawthorn next year without Alistair at the club?
No. Everything we're planning right now will be around planning for Clarko to coach next year, me to coach Box Hill.
Probably that first week was quite challenging. It's always hard when you've got two guys, one as a senior coach and then the incoming one. It's that alignment and how's it going to work?
I don't think we've misled the members. We've done what we thought was the best thing. We thought it would work. As it's turned out, it's caused a lot of confusion. No one's perfect. I accept responsibility for that. We adjust.
As big a shock as I've had in a long time in footy, that's all of the different voices you heard there. Alistair Clarkson, Sam Mitchell, Jeff Kennett. Was it Luke Bruce in there?
Luke Bruce was the player there, yep.
Who said there was confusion, but they'd sorted that out. All seemed to be put to bed, particularly on the back of the impassioned Clarkson presser on last Friday. And then on the following week, he comes out and says, I'm moving on. I have absolutely no issue in the world giving credit to Caroline Wilson and Sam McClure, who stuck to their guns. I thought they were being disrespectful. I was played. I was played like a guitar along with – I chose to believe Clarkson.
Mm.
They were right. I'm wrong. And that was a stunning about-face, as I have seen in footy for a long, long time. He is gone at the end of 3 weeks. In fact, why he's coaching is beyond me. I don't know why he continues to coach.
I'm surprised about that part of it too. I didn't think that after what took place, he'd be coaching the rest of the season out. But I think they played everyone. I think that in the end, I think people got a little bit jittery about stances that have been taken after that press conference last Friday. I think that those, you know, like Caro and others who were adamant that he was going after he gave that performance on the Friday.
Yes,
where
that's
he,
true. She did say that she thought that he had dug in and would stay and coach, but they were right. They had some mail that was being fed to them, and good on them. That's great journalism. I chose to believe him.
100%, okay. And I said to you all along, okay, people can change their minds about these things.
He
had me when he did that press conference too, and he said, okay, you know, 14-minute, he stood there and he said, oh, this is what I'm all about, and he laid out all the things that had taken part in his life, and, you know, I'm for integrity, and is what I believe in, all that sort of stuff.
Can I just stop you there? And people, there's one message saying, can we get over this Hawthorn thing? Hey, I promise you we'll get over it after we deal
with it. But we need to deal with it.
But I'm not glossing over that, Tim. I don't want you to gloss over it, and I won't gloss over it. I'm a Clarkson man and have been for a long time. You know that. What he did last Friday when he just opened his heart and went on that 14-minute ramble, on the back of that, to turn around in a week and just shrug your shoulders and say, no, it's not going to work. It's clear that, come on, we have been played like a fiddle.
A grand piano. But have we been played from, do you think everybody's been played from day one? Do you think?
Not Caro.
No. But do you think – no, that's true. And flowers to her and Sam McClure, okay. But do you think at the beginning of all this, this was a strategy that was adopted by Clarko and his management?
I don't profess to understand one thing about what anyone has said, and I don't believe a thing that comes out of that club right now. Coach, CEO
– no, but let's still
– CEO, let that, no, CEO's no, no. interesting.
Hang on, let's get back to
– one word from him.
Okay, let's get back to him, though. Okay. Clarko, this whole thing started, okay – when Jeff Kennett, they decided that they would like Sam Mitchell to continue on or to become their coach, right? So yeah. Clarko then was delivered that news. From that time on, was there a strategy in place, do you believe, from Clarko and his management team that, okay, they would create this narrative around the story to get the desired outcome, which the desired outcome was always that he would get paid out, which he now will get paid out over, I think it's a two-year period. Is that right? Yeah. They've staggered it over 2 years?
Yep.
So they will pay him out. And that was the end play.
I would not be surprised.
Clarko standing before the media last week and delivering what he did, which was so heartfelt, was all part of the play.
Tim, that could be, as I said, I don't clearly know nothing. And I only went on the basis of my relationship with him over a long time.
I understand
that. So I don't, In my mind, this is why I was so strong and why I thought that Caro and others were being disrespectful. I looked at him and said, there's a man of great honour and integrity, and he wouldn't say this if he was playing a game, which is what you are now. Not you, but this is the suggestion.
No, I am. I'm saying that.
All along,
I think that now.
All along he wanted out, and this was – so to me, I was not capable of thinking that he was able to stand up like that and talk like that with in the back of his mind saying, this is part of my game. I just wasn't capable of doing it. And if that – naive me, fair enough. And if it happened again, if the whole circumstance happened again, I'd still back him, not knowing what I know now.
Right.
But in the circumstances, I'd still say, hey, that's him.
Were the Hawthorn Football Club played here then too? Do you think Kennett was played?
I don't know. As I said, I had Jeff, Hawthorn like nothing else.
Okay.
And I just feel like I've been, who cares if I've been played?
You know what I thought about this, and that was that up until that press conference, I thought that Clarko was still out of the joint, okay?
Yep.
I thought that he would go and wouldn't be able to stay under those circumstances. Then he did, and then there's the enormous about face that has taken place. And I believe that, I think there was a strategy in place here.
Right,
I really
do. You think the Clarkson camp had a strategy in place to try and force Hawthorn's hand?
Yes, I do. I do. And I think that somebody very close to them chose very carefully and well, and full credit to credit to Caro.
Do you think part of the leaking and part of the backgrounding?
100%.
And this is no criticism.
No.
In fact, this is respect.
This was the play, and that's great. If you form these relationships with people and you get the inside information, that's what the business is all about. You go out there and then you distribute it and you deliver it. And even when the wave of opposition comes, you stand your ground, which is exactly what they did. And full credit to them for doing that. Mm-hmm. But I believe it was all part of the strategy of the Clarkson team.
Yep. Well, if that's the case, they've got the required outcome.
That's right. They got their money and whatever else that and that's fine, because he felt aggrieved. Clarko felt aggrieved after all the things that he'd done for the Hawthorn Football Club, and he deserved that.
Okay,
that contract, and that was a rushed and hurriedly convened press conference when they announced the the succession plan and all that type of thing.
But his appearance,
he was never on board.
His appearance a week later wasn't rushed or hurried.
No.
He'd had a week to digest it. He'd seen Sam Mitchell come out on this station with Jared Waitley on the back of what Caro had said about him wanting Clarko out. He came back, so he had a week to digest all of that, and then stood up and took 14 or 15 minutes staring down reporters that had suggested otherwise.
100%.
Icily staring them down. How dare you question me? I am sick of this every time. And then a week later,
he can come back from that though.
Change my mind.
So the next time
he changes my mind,
he'll end up coaching somewhere else, and he'll stand up and he'll say, "Okay, no, this is what I believe, and this is what we're doing." Are you never going to believe him again, or will you forgive him?
Who?
Clarko.
I've been taught a great. Well, who believes anyone in footy?
But you did. You were 100%.
I did I did. But maybe I was played like a fiddle. Fair enough. Anthony's in Lilydale. Then we'll move on. G'day, Anthony.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Yeah, I rang up to speak to Tim. Tim, your last 5 minutes of your rant, it started one way, finished. I like the way you finished it. We are in this position. I'm a Hawks member.
Yep.
We're in this position because of the Clarkson camp. But you started off at the start of the 5 minutes saying, Hawthorn decided to not go. We're in this position because Hawthorn decided not to go ahead with him. It started before that. Clarkson had a contract still next year, but he's the one that approached the board. He got the ball rolling. He drew first blood.
Fair enough, Anthony.
Anthony, look. You're entitled to your opinion, and that's fine. But I do know. I spoke to people that went and did interviews with Jeff Kennett, who came away from that saying, after the interview, crikey, you got no idea what Kennett was saying about what they wanted to do next year and move on from Clarkson. So there was that conversation going on out there.
Anyway, that's footy. That's what happens. And you can get, as you rightly said to me many, many times throughout all of this, because I hitch my wagon to Clarkson, you say, hey, he can change his mind. And I'd say no. But so there is the out for anyone in footy. I am coaching. I will not leave. I won't leave. I am coaching. I'm coaching. I'm out. Oh, I changed my mind. So fair enough. We've got to be open to all that. That's the way it is.